Hello and welcome again to the Seafood Industry Safety Initiative series of podcasts. This is your host, Eric Perez, welcoming you back to our second in a series of discussions with my podcast guest today, Steve Ayres. How are you, Steve?
Yeah, hi, Eric.
In the first podcast, we talked about Austral's experience with SeaSafe, the SeaSafe program in general, and the different delivery modes that you've got for it, which gives some flexibility to those that want to engage with the program and those that have taken the program up. So I'd like to get a bit more specific, if we can, about the modules that are there. So from an introductory point of view, for someone who's never been involved with SeaSafe, what are the kinds of modules we might be expecting to undertake, and how are they linked together, mate?
So I guess just to recap, I mean, the modules each run for generally about 4 or 5 minutes, and there's four or five questions at the end. Pretty simple, yes, no, true, false, or multiple choice questions. So what I've done over a period of time is built this sort of suite or package of modules and then grouped them by common theme. So for example, if somebody wanted to engage in the entire program, the normal approach or the logical approach would be that they would get an introductory module that basically just tells them what to expect, what's coming down the track. There is three risk assessment modules. These modules talk about things such as job safety analysis, hierarchy of controls, and risk matrix, which sound a little bit complex, but basically what they're talking about is you stop, you think before you act. You know, you pause, you consider the safety implications, and then you go ahead and do what you've got to do. If you need to make some change, improve the safety environment before you act, then you so do so. So that's really just a systematic way of thinking about safety. But bearing in mind that often you have to make decisions very quickly, and certainly, you know, we appreciate that. So it's not like you sort of stop and pause for 5 minutes before you act. You know, you've got to be able to do things very quickly. And that's what this is really about, the risk assessment modules. Then there's some emergency procedures, things such as man overboard, fire on board, abandoned ship, those sorts of things. There's a suite of personal safety modules, which cover things such as personal hygiene, manual handling, hand safety, managing noise hazards, personal flotation devices, sun protection, mental health at sea, fatigue awareness, etc. There's a suite of operational safety modules which apply pretty much to all boats, for things such as electrical safety, refueling, confined spaces, stability, working in severe weather. And then, depending on the fishery, there's a suite of operational safety modules that are specific to that fishery. So, by way of example, I mentioned in the last podcast, the Australian Council of Prawn Fisheries had funded me to produce some fishery-specific modules. So, I've now produced about 8 or 9 modules related to operational safety on a prawn trawler, such as catch processing safety, hazardous animals, swinging booms and fishing gear in and out, hookup response, try net safety, dinghy safety, and those sorts of things. Again, there's about 42 modules now. In most instances, we would go to the boat owner and skipper and say, okay, here's the list. What do you want your people to be trained in or to receive training in? They would tell me, they might say, look, we like the whole package. Over a period of time, we'll run through all of them. Or they might say, look, we're going to cherry pick some modules. This is the order we'd like them delivered in. Can you set that up? And yes, I can. I set it up and then away we go.
So with the module, Steve, and thank you for sharing that. That gives a good overview of what the modules are. If you wanted to get really specific with your safety management plan in your business or across a number of businesses, can you tailor the program that way? Is that how this has been designed to be implemented? If you want to tailor it to specific needs in your business?
Yeah, you raise a really good point, a really good question. You have to remember that these modules are short, sharp, and to the point. So they give an introduction to the safety. I don't profess they cover all circumstances that an individual might find themselves in. There's only so much you can do in a short period of time. They are designed to complement any of the training that happens on the boat. So all boats now, there should be safety inductions on a periodic basis. So we complement those. And then I think you might have been sort of alluding to safety management systems. And certainly this does align very closely with that requirement. I mean, there is a requirement embedded in the safety management system to develop risk registers or a risk profile on the boat to identify where the risks and hazards are and to identify remedial action. There's a requirement to carry out periodic inductions. So you can see that the SeaSafe does contribute to that requirement. And so it sits nicely with the safety management system, if you like, but it also sits on its own. So, know, if you just decide that you want to refresh people because you decide now is the time to do a refresh, we can set you up very quickly, set your crew up very quickly, and you can do that.
How is the program linking in with industry representative groups at this stage, or is that an ongoing discussion, mate?
Well, it's always ongoing. I guess, again, we can use the Australian Council of Prawn Fisheries as a great example. We've done the same thing with the Western Rock Lobster Council. You know, they have access to the suite of general modules, and in the very near future, we hope to be building fishery-specific modules, and, you know, they're driving that need. So, you know, they're two very large industry bodies, of course, that we've been working with. And, you know, I guess through other industry, but West Australian Fishing Industry Council, for example, you know, their role here is to provide administrative support and to champion the project. You know, we're also working with AMSA in terms of them vouching or verifying the material in the modules is accurate. Again, given that we're only sort of touching the surface on some topics, given they're only 4 or 5 minutes long. And in my travels, you know, I tried to get to other industry bodies and other industry groups. I've been around much of the country over the past 2 years, attending various industry meetings and saying, look, here is this program. This is what it can do. Here is how you can engage in it. And a very common question, of course, is what does it cost? And I haven't mentioned that yet, but basically at this point in time, we can deliver this training at no cost to the individual. So, you know, it really is, in my mind, a highly attractive, a highly flexible and relevant program. And, you know, even better, comes at no cost.
Thanks for your time again. And I was wondering, in the descriptions of this and the previous podcast, is there any information we can give to those listening if they want to learn more?
Yes, there is. So, first of all, I have a website, and the website is www.seasafe.com.au. And just to be clear, Seasafe is SEASAFE. So we have that website. And on that website is, you know, a great introduction to Seasafe. You can get access to some of the emotionally charged videos that I spoke of during the last podcast. And there's other information. And there's also information, there's also records of coronial inquiries in fatalities on the water, the fishing industry over the past decade or so. And then finally, if people want to contact me, they can email me at seayrs, that's S-E-A-Y-R-S, at seasafe.com.au. And again, Seasafe is S-E-S-A-F-E. So seayrs at seasafe.com.au.
Those listening, I've been talking to Steve Ayres and we've been talking the Seasafe program. Again, thank you for listening and thanks for your time, Steve.
It was a pleasure. Glad to have had the opportunity to talk about my project.
Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you all on the next podcast.